I'm with former Packers offensive tackle, left tackle, Chad Clifton. Chad, you took the starting job halfway through your rookie season in 2000. You kept it for 11 more years. Give me a couple of your fondest memories of your years with the Packers.
Well, there are a lot of them. Obviously winning the Super Bowl, being at the top, but made a lot of good friends here in Green Bay on the team and just in the community. Had both our sons here in Green Bay, so when I think of Green Bay, it will always hold a special place in my heart.
You know, you'll be forever remembered for one play. You know what play.
I think I do.
Yeah. Okay. It was your third year, 2002, and Warren Sapp has been harshly criticized for it having been an unnecessary hit. If you would, give me your thoughts on that play. I know Packers fans know the play.
All right. Well, you know, it's football, and so every time you step on the field, you assume the risk. Plays like that happen. I would agree it was probably an unnecessary hit, but at the time it wasn't a cheap shot. You know, it wasn't a legal shot. And it was unfortunate that I got injured, but, you know, I bounced back, came back stronger than ever.
Have you ever talked to Sapp about that play?
You know, we played him back in Tampa the following year. And, you know, yeah, we saw, you know, met out on the field and shook hands. And he said, you know, glad you made it back. Glad you're out here.
The following year, you played, and you were hospitalized and couldn't walk for several weeks.
Right.
The following year, you played every snap. You set a Packers team record for fewest sacks allowed. Was that your response to all of this? Quietly?
You know, I don't know about that. I know in the off season and building up to that season, I worked as hard as I'd ever worked just to get back in top shape so I could perform well that year. Knowing just what I'd come from, the injury, I knew I had to work even harder to get back and play at a high level.
Is Green Bay the perfect place for you to have played?
It is. I think, you know, over the years I've had a number of friends from back in Tennessee and other places come up, and every last one of them said there's no other place to watch a game like Lambeau Field, and I agree.
Fits your personality?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
What have you done since retiring?
You know, I got two boys that I'm having a ball with, coach a lot of their teams. Basketball, football, flag football, baseball. So right now I'm doing the dad thing, and it's a lot of fun.
Any designs on coaching in the NFL?
Not right now. You know, that's a lot of time and commitment. So we'll see, though. The boys, you never rule anything out, but I'm going to let the boys grow up a little bit.
You're back at Lambeau Field, where only a few years ago you were the starting left tackle in the playoffs on this field. What would you say to Packers fans, and take your time?
You know, I would say thank you for all the great memories. This is such a wonderful and special place to play, and I'm so fortunate to have spent my 12 years in Lambeau in Green Bay and playing for this organization.